truly everybody's at their own spot with commercial tobacco. For some people, they just feel like they're ready. You got to be ready though to quit commercial tobacco, and that readiness can happen at any point in time.
This is Value Our Traditions, a series about reclaiming and honoring traditional Native American tobacco.
My name is Indy Lawrence, and I'm enrolled with White Earth Band of Ojibwe. I'm currently a smoking cessation counselor at a clinic. It is Native American focused, but we do see anybody who wants to come to the clinic. Native Americans are more likely to be commercial tobacco users. The research shows that there is a high percentage that do want to quit. So it's just a matter of, you know, helping those people along their journey to being smoke-free. It definitely does feel invasive when you go in there and ask people if they want to quit. So I, you know, ask them, are you considering quitting tobacco? And if they say no, that's fine. I give them the resources that they need if they want to quit in the future. You got to frame it so people feel empowered to want to quit. You can't force somebody to quit.
Value Our Traditions is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, and is made possible by Clearway Minnesota, offering Minnesotans free help to quit commercial tobacco use. Information is online at quitplan.com.